So my first question is, can you give us a quick overview on what rights the convention gives to children?
Thank you very much, Alice. First of all, I'd like to congratulate all children in South Sudan and all over the world. And of course, congratulate the government for taking care of children in South Sudan. I know we still have a long way to go, but we will do more to make sure that the rights of children are observed. And in terms of overview on what rights the convention gives to children, I would like to mention a few, and one major right I would like to mention is right to life. All children have rights to live. But also, I would like to mention one major and primary right to all children is right to identity. We would like to see that children in South Sudan are registered. They have their birth registered. They have birth certificate, and they can use as identity as they live. But we have many other rights, and one which I know Alice and others would like to hear, it's about the rights to education. We need to see all children go to school. They learn. We retain them in school. We make sure that they complete their education. But also, while we are doing that, we need to make sure that we have quality education. Make sure that we have proper teaching materials. We have teachers who are trained, and they are able to educate our children. But also, we need to make sure that children have rights to health, rights to clean and safe water. So these are challenges we are facing globally, but in South Sudan, with participation of children, we need to make sure that they are realized and children live their reach their potentials. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Obada. But the second question is, but does the fact that this right expressed on paper make difference in the life of the children? Can you tell us?
The rights exist in paper, and South Sudan ratified CRC in 2015, and it was very difficult time. It's when it's 2 years after the war, or 3 years after the war, and we have those rights stipulated in papers, and the challenge is how to implement them. Now, we need to take responsibility, all stakeholders, starting with government, to make sure that when we talk of right to education, children are taken to school. We have bylaws which will ensure that children learn and reach their potential. When we talk of rights to health, then we need to work, of course, governments and other partners and other stakeholders to make sure that children get their rights to health. It's, as you're saying, it's challenging to translate what is in papers into action, but I have seen that South Sudan they have started implementing CRC. From the ratification of CRC, they went into passing the bill on birth registration, and the civil registry bill is passed now. We are looking forward to see the president sign the law, and then we start implementation. We are seeing that there is a lot of initiative to make sure that children go to school. We have back-to-school programs, which is being implemented by Minister of Education and other stakeholders. We know that immunization programs are ongoing in the country to make sure that we reach the rights to health for these children. But as I said before, we need to go extra mile and make sure that rights of children are realized, especially in our country in South Sudan. So translating them from paper to action is should be unfinished agenda in South Sudan, and we should take it seriously.
Yeah. Okay, so wait, let me just ask you. As you say, I hear that you said the implementation. In which way will they implement it for the children?
For children, first of all, we need to make sure that children participate in implementation of CRC, and the children should be heard. What is in paper should come down and make sure that we work with children. We are not working for children. You know, we always make many mistakes of saying that we are implementing CRC for children. But we need to work with children and make sure that we are implementing CRC. We need to make sure that we take out of the paper, we put them on ground. We need to make sure that all stakeholders understand. We need to make sure that when we talk of conflict, if we talk of children to be with their parents, we reunify all the children. We make sure that they are not part of the conflict. and all other rights which are stipulated in CRC.
Thank you.
Just before Alice asks the question, let me just put it as CRC, for those who don't know, means the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Alice, you can continue.
So what are your thoughts when you hear about the rights of children?
Yeah, I mean, when I hear the rights of children, I want to see that children are free, children are able to participate, children are able to tell their views. I know there's a lot of challenges in different contexts, and I would mention, for that matter, in African contexts, where a child is made to listen. But when we talk of child rights, we need to make sure that children are able to listen, children are able to be listened to, and we are able to provide for children so that they become, I mean, responsible adults when they grow up. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. How realized do you think this right are to the children living in South Sudan?
Okay, how relevant do I think these rights are to children living in the South Sudan? I mean, I think Convention on the Rights of the Children, first of all, is relevant. And the rights of children is relevant for South Sudan. I mean, the rights to children is relevant for South Sudan. I know we are facing a lot of challenges because we are in infancy stage of moving forward in implementation of CRC. But I can assure you that they are relevant. All children in South Sudan, they are supposed to go to school to learn. All children in South Sudan, they have the right to live. I know we are losing a lot of children because of disease, because of malnutrition, because of many things, because of war. But I can assure you they are relevant, and we need to work together and make sure that they are realized.
Thank you.
So has the government of South Sudan signed the Convention on the Rights of the Child?
Yes, we are very proud of the government of South Sudan that, despite of all the challenges, they were able to sign it, to ratify CRC in 2015. And the journey started long time ago, that they are now implementing it. As I said before, after ratification of CRC in 2015, we have seen parliamentarians taking over and advocate for child rights. They have passed a bill for birth registration. They are making sure that children go to school. So it's ratified, and we have major undertaking now to make sure that all clauses of CRC are implemented accordingly.
Okay, thank you so much. As we are going, as we are continuing with the conversation with the UNICEF Chief of Protection Child in South Sudan, and the third question is, one of the COPS principle of the CRC is respect for the view of children, which is what we are all today, we are all about today. But in day-to-day life, if we are honor, the view of children are often not respect. How do you change it? How do you change that?
Yeah, I think, as you said, that CRC recognized that we need to respect views of children. And we have been working, for instance, UNICEF and government at large, you have been working with different stakeholders to make sure that the views of children are held. And in different platforms, from schools to the community, we are making sure that we work with community-based structures, we work with parents, we work with children at the community, we work with faith-based organizations to make sure that we advocate and we disseminate this information that children should be listened to. Of course, in African context, we have limitation that children should be told, shouldn't be listened to. But I think we are seeing trends of changes now that children are able to be given opportunity to talk to their parents. Children are being given opportunity to talk to government. I've seen children being taken to parliament here to air their views. But it should be continuous practice that we tell people it's not disrespect for children to air their views. And then we as adults, we need to be able to advise them and guide them. So I would say that the implementation of this agenda should start right at the family, to give them opportunity to tell us what they think it should be, the agenda of their life in the family. And then, of course, there is a limitation, as I said, but we take it up to school level, and we take up to the community at large, and make sure that when we set child-friendly spaces at the community, those are the areas where we can go gather and take views of the children. Yeah.
Another core principle is that children have a right to play a game between school. If a child is fortunate enough to go to school and work at home, particularly for girls, the right to play may be a luxury in many families. How do you promote something like a play?
Yeah, I think you have mentioned very, very important point that most of the time when children go back home, boys go to play, and girls will go back to wash, to do other house chores and including cooking. But I would like to cite one principle of CRC that says that non-discrimination, where we say that we shouldn't look at age discrimination or sex or religion. And all children, of course, boys and girls, they have the same right, and we shouldn't discriminate them. When they go back home, they should all have opportunity to play. And it's very important. I know different actors across the world and globally, and specifically in South Sudan, are coming up with different initiatives to make sure that children are playing at school, making sure that there is a location of playgrounds, there is sports and play, I mean, events at school. But also at the community level, I see that there is promotion of play, and children are given opportunity to play. So I'll emphasize again that boys and girls should be given equal opportunity to fulfill their rights, and one of them being rights to play.
Okay, thank you for that. Let me just give you a few open it. As you say that there are less no discriminates by boys and girls, our tip for those people or those guidance parents who are on the way, they are discriminating the child and discriminating the those children in the communities, what will you tell them, just as a chief of UNICEF?
Yeah, one, I should say that we should not discriminate children, and I think as UNICEF and government and other stakeholders, we have that responsibility to make sure that we inform parents. We make sure that there is awareness events within the community to ensure that children are not discriminated, not only boys and girls, but we have also children who are not being given opportunity, who are disabled children in the community. So we need to make sure that is happening. But also, I mean, government and legislatures need to make sure that we have laws which will ensure that there is no discrimination among girls and boys, there is no discrimination among any other children, whether they are disabled or they are not disabled at the community.
So, Vidasto, the convention was first drafted more than 25 years ago. How relevant is it today?
Yeah, Alice, it's true. Today is 29 years old since it was ratified. Yeah, it's true. And the journey started in 1959 when UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. But also in 1989 when the UN General Assembly adopted Convention on the Rights of the Child, the world is changing, and there is a lot of issue. I mean, a lot of globalization and the different events happening around the world. The points in CRC, they're still relevant. All the rights indicated in the CRC, they're still relevant. However, I think as we move forward, we need to see what is changing, what are the available opportunities and challenges to implement those rights. I know in South Sudan you have been facing conflict, and if you look at the conflict, all those CRC rights and the situation in South Sudan, they apply. We are very happy now we are moving forward with peace processes, and if you look at CRC, all the items in CRC, they apply. We need to make sure now we work together, we work with the international community to bring back education to children. We need to make sure that we work with all stakeholders and ensure that children are not being used or recruited by different parties across the country. We need to make sure that children are provided opportunity to get health services. We need to make sure that children and their families, they are able to get clean and safe water. And that's what we are talking about, CRC document. So for me, Alice, I'll say that it's still relevant, and we have very, very serious agenda ahead of us to make sure that we implement CRC.
Bandesto, thank you so much for talking to us here in the studio. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Any final remarks on this particular day as we celebrate the World Children's Day?
I think as we mentioned before, that we need to make sure that children take over the waves in South Sudan, but they need to take over within the families and make sure that we hear what they're saying, to talk to their families, have happy moments to explain what they would like to see happening. This should happen also in schools. We need to make sure that boys and girls and youth in schools and colleges, they speak their mind. And it's up to us now, adults, but also government at large, to make sure that we implement those ideas from children and guide them how we can take this agenda forward.
Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and that is the head of UNICEF Child Protection, Vendesto Sanzungwako, who was talking to us here in the program. Still, the kids will be talking to more of our guests that will be coming here. Remember, this is Mirai Breakfast Show, where the biggest conversation begins every morning, and most of our programs will be taken over by the kids who will be asking the tough questions. Good morning.